1 in 10 Somalis in open borders Germany are suspected of crimes. By Kurt Zindelka on December 18, 2022. 1 in 10 Somalis in Germany have been suspected of a crime. Statistically, meaning that they are on average around 5 times more likely than the native population to be involved in criminality. According to a Freedom of Information request from Harald Weyel, an alternative for Germany, OFT, member of the Bundestag from the state of North Rhine-Westphalia, there were around 5,200 Somalis suspected in criminal proceedings in 2020 in Germany. According to a report from the conservative newspaper Junge Freiheit, there were approximately 47,000 people from Somalia living in Germany during the same year, meaning that over 1 in 10 were suspected of criminality by the police. The paper went on to claim that, in comparison, just 2% of people with German nationality were suspected of crimes during the same time period, meaning that Somalis were 5 times as likely to be involved in criminality. The Freedom of Information request notably excluded immigration-related crimes, which German nationals could not commit, in order to put the two groups on a level playing field. The request was made by the German parliamentarian following a double murder in Ludwigshafen, in which a Somali man killed two painters in broad daylight with a knife, reportedly while shouting Islamist slogans. Weyel said that it was a threatening development that though violent incidents with Somalis frequently appear in the news, politics is standing idly by. The member of the Bundestag said that the situation was a result of a major wave of mass immigration already starting in 2013 and has come at a heavy cost for the people of Germany. In another notable incident, a Somali national went on a knife rampage in Würzburg last year, killing 3 women and injuring 6 others before police finally stopped him with a gunshot to the leg. It was later reported that he had been sent to a psychiatric hospital in Germany where he had previously brandished a knife amid an argument with staff. As in the case that inspired the Freedom of Information request, the suspect in this incident was apparently inspired by radical Islam, allegedly shouting out Allahu Akbar, Allah is greater in Arabic, during the killing spree. The killer Wood is also reported to have talked of jihad from his hospital bed following the attack. Follow Kurt Zindelka on Twitter here at Kurt Zindelka.